on Radio Deutsche Welle, it's Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Diane Erickson. Our program today is steeped in dirty deeds and exploitation of the fairer sex. But we'll start off gently. When Jacques Offenbach brought his operettas, or musicettes as they were known, from Paris to Vienna, everyone was captivated by the new French sound. In the spring of 1865, Offenbach conducted the beautiful Helena at the Theater an der Wien. The composer Franz von Suppé was in the audience. Suddenly, Suppé had a brilliant idea. Why not create something similar there in Vienna, rather than import it, as it were, from France? Before the year was out, Suppé had staged his own musicette, the beautiful Galatea, and simultaneously established himself as the father of Viennese operetta. overture to the beautiful Galatea by Franz von Suppé. The Dresden Staatskapelle was conducted by Ottmar Suitner. The operetta tells the story of a sculptor who falls in love with one of his own marble statues. The strength of his love is so great that the statue comes alive. But as we all know, you should be careful what you wish for. The sculptor's beautiful creation turns out to be a real pain. You know the sort of thing, lazy, untidy, fickle. So the angry artist is delighted when she turns back into stone, and he quickly sells her off at a reduced rate. A woman made of marble and sold for a good price is more or less acceptable, but it doesn't look good when the same thing happens to a woman made of flesh and blood. In Smetana's famous opera, The Bartered Bride, things don't look good for Marie, who is supposed to be marrying Hans. Hans sells Marie for 300 guilders to a marriage broker named Kesal. The one condition Hans insists on is that Mika's son should get the girl. This is a smart move on Hans's part, as he himself turns out to be Mika's long-lost firstborn son. It's a bit complicated, but in the end, Hans gets his Marie and pockets the money from the sale in the bargain. As you can imagine, the bride is far from thrilled to find herself put up for sale, at least until Hans's trickery is revealed. Lieber Schatz, nun aufgepasst, an impassioned duet sung by the two lovers in Bedřich Smetana's opera The Bartered Bride. The singers in this somewhat older recording were Pilar Lohringer and Fritz Wunderlich. They were accompanied by the Bamberger Symphony. The conductor was Rudolf Kempe. For many years, The Bartered Bride was barely known outside of Bohemia. Only after the composer's death did it achieve international success. That was also the case for Albert Lortzing's comic operas. In Der Wildschütz, The Poacher in English, here again a bride is up for sale. But this time there are no mitigating circumstances. The woman is not just a statue, nor is the sale just a clever trick. Bakulus, the bridegroom-to-be, really is only after the money. 5,000 gold pieces, to be exact. Bakulus is one of Lortzing's most successful opera characters. He's such a rat, you can't possibly remain indifferent to him. In the famous aria we're going to hear now, he gloats over what he'll do with all the money. But his wicked scheme is foiled. It was all a big mix-up, and the would-be buyer withdraws his offer. Bakulus has to keep his bride. Or one might say the bride is stuck with Bacchus.
Und Flippen, es gammeln und zappeln, im Körper, vor Augen und verloren. Ihr verschlossen ist die Wette, blank verschlossen ist die Wette, ich werd ein hochberühmter Mann, 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 verschlossen ist die Wette, ich werd ein hochberühmter Mann.
The aria $5,000 from Albert Lortzing's opera Der Wildschütz. The soloist Fritz Ohlendorf was accompanied by the Bavarian State Orchestra of Munich under conductor Robert Hager. Now, continuing the theme of dirty deeds, real and imaginary, our next composer had to confess to forgery. His name was Fritz Kreisler, the famous violin virtuoso. It wasn't that he claimed works composed by someone else as his own. Just the opposite. He wrote short pieces, mostly for encores, and pretended they were original compositions by old masters. For decades, music authorities wondered why it was always Kreisler who discovered these unknown treasures. He finally confessed that he hadn't found them in the dusty archives of various cloisters, and had in fact written them himself, which spoke for his musical gifts, if not for his honesty. Two of his most popular violin pieces were always claimed as his own, Liebesfreude and Liebesleid, which roughly translate as Love's Joy and Love's Sorrow. I prefer a happy note, so here's the first of the two. Thank you. the amazing violinist Itzhak Paroman, accompanied by pianist Samuel Sanders, performed Liebesfreud by, we think, Fritz Kreisler. Now, after all those various tricks and intrigues, maybe it's a good idea to end on a completely above-board potpourri of melodies from France, Germany, England, and Scotland, composed by Johann Strauss the son. When Strauss was in London in 1867, the one and only time he stood on English soil, his orchestra played almost every evening for 2 months at the Covent Garden Promenade concerts. And it was during this time that he penned our potpourri quadrille. For decades, it lay forgotten in an archive, with no opus number and unorchestrated. But thanks to Edward Peake, the piano version has been newly orchestrated, and here it is. Bringing today's program to a close, the Potpourri Quadrille, composed by Johann Strauss the Son and arranged by Edward Peake. The London Symphony Orchestra was conducted by John Georgiadis. I hope you enjoyed our selections today. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders and edited by Dieter Glawe and Rick Fulker. The producer was Romy Singh and our studio engineer, Michael Springer. I'm Diane Erickson. Thank you for joining us for Melody Time, a presentation of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.